tonight for faith. Hallelujah. I pray for faith, God. I pray for faith, God. I pray to God, Lord, that there's a stirring within us, to God, Lord, that goes beyond our boundaries, beyond our borders, beyond our senses, beyond what we see and what we can't see. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we come into the place, to God, Lord, the God of a place of trusting You, God. Believing in You, God, when we can't see it happening. When things are happening beyond our boundaries of our understanding, God, that we trust You, God. That You go before us, God. Hallelujah. That You make a way where there's no way. Hallelujah. Because You're the way maker, God. You don't lie because You're the promise keeper, God. Lord, You do miracles because You're a miracle worker, God. And Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we could stand in that trust. I pray for our eyes to be open and our hearts, hallelujah, to be open this night, dear God. Let us see, let us hear Your word in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody give God a shout. Give God a shout unto God. Woo, hallelujah. 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 I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of who He is. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes our faith is held back. Sometimes our faith is held back. And I tell you why. It's sometimes because the Bible says not to be ashamed. But what happens is sometimes we feel, we believe that God can do great things. We believe God's a miracle worker. But when it comes right down to it, and you have that opportunity, something inside of us doubts. Something happens sometimes when we begin to hear voices saying, will it happen? How about if it doesn't happen? How about if you don't do what you say you're going to do, God? And sometimes we hold back. And we're afraid to be ashamed or to feel ashamed that it might not work. But I want you to know that, listen, it's not about you making it work, because He is the promise keeper. He is the healer. And it's on Him, not me. Hallelujah. So we got to begin to open our mouths. Hallelujah. We got to begin to declare things and let God be God. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Let Him be who He is. Hallelujah. Let Him be who He is. And He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. He's the light in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. That's who He is. And He'll never change. Give God praise. Hallelujah. As you're seated in Jesus' name. Our children may be dismissed to their classes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, turn to somebody and tell them God never changes. Oh, come on, you got to tell somebody. We're a participating church, amen? We participate, hallelujah. All the kids this way, over they going this way, that way, that way. There they go. Hallelujah. How many of you guys know distractions don't bother me? We live in life that there's distractions all the time, but what do we do in the midst of it? Hallelujah. Thank you guys for persevering. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're here for one reason, to glorify God. And I'm not going to stop glorifying God. I wasn't going to sit down until we worshiped His name. Amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate everybody that's here tonight. I bless you. I thank you for coming. I honor you. I pray that God speaks to your heart. Amen. And I pray, I feel this in my spirit. I feel this, that I feel like when Jesus was about ready to go to the cross and things were about ready to change. Yes, you can go right. That's okay. And things were about ready to change. And Jesus told Peter, He said, Peter, He says, I pray that your faith doesn't fail you. He says, I'm praying that your faith doesn't fail you. I'm going to say it again. I pray that your faith doesn't fail you. I want you to know that, listen, I want you to know that I feel a stress on the body of Christ and upon people on our faith level. I feel distractions. I feel things trying to get our attention, get us off who He is, and on what's around us. And I want you to know that He's not just prayed for Peter, but He's praying for you. That your faith doesn't fail. And I want you to understand something. He doesn't pray. He's praying that your faith doesn't fail in Him. That your faith doesn't stop in Him. Because I'm here to tell you, He never stops working. Even when you don't see that it's working. Even when you don't feel that it's working. He never stops. I pray that that gets in your spirit tonight. I pray that you grab hold of that. I pray that it moves you. I pray that it begins to shake you. Because we got a God that's in charge. Hallelujah. We got a God that's mighty. Hallelujah. And God's building a people of faith that He's stretching your faith. Tell your neighbor you're getting stretched. You're about ready to get some stretch marks. When you're my age, I got a few stretch marks. Am I the only one? Because I want you to know that there's things that stretch our faith, that pull us. There's things that begin to pull us back and forth. Come on. They're pulling us this way and that way. I want you to know that God's expanding on so that we could be stretched, Father. I want you to know, do you know why you're being stretched? I want you to know because He wants to fill you up more. Hallelujah. See, I want you to know that when your faith isn't stretched and it's not pressed to the mark, it's not pressed there, that there's not much to... It's in that tight little confinement. Hallelujah. I can only take so much that you weren't meant just to sit in a pew. Amen. But God wants to fill you. Hallelujah. That your faith expands. Hallelujah. That you're willing to go where no one else will go. Come on. You say, well, but I'm just this and that. You're not just that. Hallelujah. You're a child of the Most High God. I want you to hear that. You're a child. I want you to hear and know that the greatest message that we can hear is what we said, that it's who you are. That's who I am. And when you get hold of that, your faith will expand. When you stay in the place, when your faith is tested and you know who you are. You know who you are. You know that you're a child of God. You know that God doesn't forsake you. Amen? All right, let's get going. Come on, amen? You're going to help me tonight. Let's talk. Hebrews 13:5. I got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. And they says this, he says in Hebrews 13:5, it says, let your conversations be without covetousness. Let it be without covetousness. That word covetousness means greedy, grasping desire for another possession. I want you to hear this. He's saying, don't let your conversations be covetousness. He says, but be content. Tell your neighbor, be content. Be content with such things as you have. I just want you to stop for a minute. Because I want you to know your faith is shaken when you don't know what you have. Your faith will be shaken when you don't know what you have. When you don't know what's in you. When you don't know the value and the price that's been paid for who you are and for what you can have. And what the Father has invested in you. You're a valuable treasure to God. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what it looks like. You're valuable. You are the MVP of Him. You're valuable. Amen? And He says, don't be covetous. I want you to know, He says, don't begin to look. He says, what happens? I want you to know that sometimes in this moment, in these times right now, when sometimes you begin to realize that what you don't have is what you want. Come on, Christmas time is one of those moments where that sometimes you want to do more than what you can. And sometimes your means, your heart, doesn't match up to your bank account. Am I preaching? Okay. And sometimes it's not matching up right. And sometimes we get out of order. Sometimes we get complex. And He says, I want you to know that don't get into a place that you become covetous or greedy about something else, but you be content with who you are. I want you to know that God's looking for a people that realize who they are, that they're content with what they have. I want you to, doesn't mean that I know what I mean by this is I'm not talking about property. I'm not talking about, but I'm talking about the value of who you have within you. Come on. The Spirit of God that's within you. Come on. Nothing else matters. No riches, no values, nothing else matters more than what I realize and I know that I can be content with who I am in Jesus Christ and what I have in Him. He says, content with such things as we have. He says, for He hath said, this is it. To be content with this. I will never leave you. I could stop right there and sit down. I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. Say amen. But then he goes on. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I want you to see that he's gets us to a place that we are content and know that God is with me. The greatest victory in your faith and how your faith is going to grow is when you realize and we are content with what God is in me, who he is in me, that I believe that he's with me. I don't believe it's just a nice saying that God's with me. No, that God never leaves me. He never forsakes me. I want you to know that sometimes in our mind and our thinking, we check out in our faith, but he never leaves. Hallelujah. He's still in that same place. Hallelujah. He's knocking on the hearts. Come on, I told you last week that God knocks on our hearts. And you say, well, I've opened the door. But I want you to know that there's more than our hearts are complicated. And there's more than just one door. Because he keeps on knocking to get into every place, hallelujah, so that he can expand our faith, so that we can know and be content with who he is in my life. I want you to know that he wants to fill those empty places. He's knocking on the doors to get in those places so that we can be content in him. And nothing else matters. Because God says, I'm your provider. I supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. That's who I am. And I'm not a liar. That's good news. Amen? But we could look and we could see. Do you remember there was the disciples, John and Peter and John, where that they were, it was just after Jesus. And I want to help you tonight. I want you to get this. And I believe that this will stir you, even for the holidays. It will put joy within your heart and hope. I'm praying that right here, that you take hold of this. Come on, that we're a people of victory, that this is opportunity and moments right now, that we can be light unto the world. If we're overcoming, our faith isn't strong in him, then I want you to know, what are we to the world? Don't hide your light, but be a light unto the world. So he says this, and as they were coming, this is after Jesus ascended. Come on, amen. And their faith went from, and they're just like us, because he prayed that your faith would not fail you. And it didn't fail him. It might have been challenged. Come on. He denied Jesus. He came to a place that he was ashamed of who God was in his life for a moment. Remember Peter, when he denied Jesus? But it didn't stop. Come on, I want you to know that he kept listening. He kept his ear towards God. He didn't stop listening to God. That there might have been small, it might have been little, but there was still an opening, a crack. That God's just looking for an opening that he could step into, that he can expand your faith, that you begin to hear his word and believe it. It's just hearing the word. It's just hearing the word. When you hear the word, it'll set you free. How did you get saved? You heard the word. If you confess and believe, you shall be saved. It's taking a hold of the word and you shall be saved. I want you to know the word doesn't stop working. Just as it saves you, it continues to save you. And it begins to work in your life. And it's getting bigger and bigger. So Peter and John, as they went from their place, that something was in them, their face was being challenged. Because as they were walking to the temple, to church, they ran into a man that was begging. And they were looking for hope. He was looking for purpose. He was looking for something more. And he came all the time to that place and to find the answers. And he didn't get them. But Peter and John, as they came there, they seen him. And I want you to know that just like I said from the beginning, something must have challenged them. Because I believe that even within them, something that even the enemy does to us, where that we're at that moment, this is the first time that they were moving without Jesus. It was them praying. It wasn't Jesus doing the miracles. Now God said, go into the world. Heal the sick. So I want you to hear this. This was a big step. I want you to know that God takes you to places and looks for you to expand. He's waiting for you to take the next step. What do I do with it? What am I doing with it right now? And as they went to that place, that they got there and they could have been disappointed. They could have been, well, God, I don't see you doing anything. God, Lord, I don't even feel you right now. I'm not sure that you're even with me, that I don't see you like I used to see you. And as they got there, I believe that even the enemy would try to tell them, what if? What if he doesn't get healed? What if this man doesn't rise up? Because everybody's looking. But I want you to know, this is how they answered it. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, it's enough. So I want you to know that that's faith. Believing, Father God, Lord, you're the miracle worker. Such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. I want you to see that such as I have is enough. God's just waiting for your faith to be open, to open your faith, to open your mouth, to begin to speak, to declare things. Because what you have is enough. What you have is enough. Tell your neighbor, what you have is enough. He's looking for that. The word of God is true. And I can realize that he is with me. And they stood in that moment as they walked towards him. They realized and they began to believe and know that God is with me. He's with me. He declared that I am with you. It's enough. Tell someone it's enough. And I want you to see that sometimes that... See, God doesn't always take us out of our tribulations. Because in the midst of those moments, of the greatest moments that I've been through, that I stood in those moments and I let God do what he does. And it ain't always easy. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I wanted to run. Sometimes I wanted to hide. Sometimes I wanted to pull my pillow over my head and give up. Because I didn't feel or I didn't see that God was doing something. But as I made a step, as you make a step, and here's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fiery furnace. God didn't take them out of the fire, but Jesus was with them in the fire. And they were content with that. It's enough. Lord, as long as you're with me, there's nothing I can't overcome. As long as you're with me, come on, tell someone, as long as he's with me. No matter what I go through, as long as he's with me. And when you get the confidence of knowing that he's with me, he's with me. Hallelujah. And I'm with him. Even when I don't see that he's working, even when I don't feel that he's working, he never stops. You know why? Because I know how much he loves me. I know how much he loves me. I know how much I mean to him. And the more that I know how much I mean to him, the more I fall in love with him. The Bible says, I love him because he first loved me. So when I begin to let him love me, I begin to love him. Amen? Wow. Listen, let's look at Luke. See, you thought I wasn't going to get away with this. Here's your Christmas story. But this is one of the greatest stories of faith. Faith working. And the desire of the Father to work through you. To work through his people. Doesn't matter, big, small, male, female, young, old, it doesn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. Because you're his. I want you to know that we unleash the power when we know who we are in him. Listen, I want you to get this. And he says, on the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, say messenger. That's what an angel means. It means messenger of God, delivering a message. And he says, and Gabriel was sent by God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. He said, the Lord is with you.
I want you to know that when the Word of God comes to you, do you know that this is what the Word, this is why I need the Word so much? Because it confirms me. That we can read the Bible, and there's many times where the Bible says to study to show yourself approved. And for a long time, I beat myself up with that word right there. Because I would get in the Bible as much as I could to study so that God would love me. How many of you, don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you read that and thought that? That I need to study to show God I'm approved. Look, God, I'm reading the Bible. The Bible says study to show yourself to see that you're approved to Him. Look in here to see that He confirms you, that you're loved by Him. That's what that scripture means. He studied the show to see, to look into the Word, to study it, to see that I'm confirmed by God, that He loves me, that I'm His. Amen? That's good news. So He gave a message to declare, to confirm who she was. He says that you're highly favored, that you're favored. And that word favored means blessed. It means blessed, that it means nothing within return, that you're not looking for something in return. I want you to know that He's not looking for something. Favor means without expectation or without return. He just wants to favor you. He wants to bless you. He wants to love you. That's who He is. All right? And He says, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Listen, do you hear that? The Lord is with you. I want you to know that her faith needed to grab hold of it. That God says, God, the Lord is with you. And He says, thou art among women. Blessed are among women. Tell someone I'm blessed. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And she began to cast in her mind. She began to doubt. She began to hear that and she was troubled. I want you to see that that's what happens. The moment that we begin to hear words sometimes, even here tonight, that something within us is say, man, am I loved? Am I really loved? Because why? Because there's something that you think is going on in your life causes God not to love you. I want you to see this and hear this. My wife, and I don't think that this woman would mind us sharing this, but my wife and I had a divine connection this weekend. I want you to hear this and know that God's looking for you to have opportunity for Him to get glorified. And there was a woman that my wife met on Marketplace, and she had something, and she was selling a desk, and my wife, we were looking for her. So we went down on Friday night and Thursday night, and we drove down there, and we got to the place, and she opened up the garage, and she walked out. And the moment she walked out, we knew that there was something about this, and she grabbed my wife, hugged her. Automatically. Usually they don't do that. But she grabbed my wife, and I shook her hand because I wasn't sure, you know. And as she began to share with us, she began to talk to us about what was happening in her life. And she began to pour out. She began to release this was within her. And she began to tell us that this year, her son committed suicide. That this year, her husband left her and went off with somebody else. That this year, her job came to her and told her that she's no longer needed. And my heart began to be overwhelmed. Because I want you to know that sometimes in those moments, your faith is weighed. Something stretched within you to make you think that, man, does God really love you? I want you to hear this and know, listen, God will never fail you, but people do. Tell someone people do. People fail you. Come on, people, I want you to know that people will fail you, but God will never fail you. Come on, He'll never forsake you. Come on, He'll never leave you alone. He's always with you. Come on, amen? But He says, I pray that your faith in me never fails. I pray that your faith in me, I pray that you, listen, your faith in people might fail. I want you to know that we weren't meant to depend upon man. But we were created to be driven, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We were created to be empowered by God, to rely on His source, because I have none. My hope is in God. So I began to think about that. I began to think about my goodness that her, and she began to tell us about how that God began to connect. She's looking for God everywhere. She's not running from Him, but in the midst of this, her faith, I've seen it grow. I've seen it get bigger. I've seen something happen within this woman that amazed me. Because she had every excuse. Come on, you know, and I know that sometimes we have every excuse to say, I want to run. You have every reason to run in your own mind. But I want you to know, we're not running for the right reasons. We're not running. We need to run to God because He's my helper. He's my helper. He's my hope. He's my strength. Come on, amen. He's the one that I need to run to. He's the one I need to pour out my heart to. Say, here, God, Lord, here I am, God. Take this from me, God. I don't want to carry it. God says, I make all things new. That if the enemy comes in and steals everything, I make all things new. That's who He is. Come on, amen. He makes all things new. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Hallelujah. Lord, I give I Thee. Lord, it's what I have in Him, that's enough for me. Come on, amen. And he began to declare, and he says, and she said to him, she began to doubt in her mind. She began to, the enemy wants to disrupt your faith. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. The enemy wants to disrupt your faith. He wants you not to trust God. Amen. He wants to live your life with your ears closed, your eyes closed, not trusting in God, not believing in God, not hoping in God, that you could just go on and just be quiet. But I'm here to tell you, I know who God, what God wants from you. He wants you to have a stubborn faith, a faith that's immovable, a faith that believes in Him, whether you see it or whether you don't. It doesn't matter. It's unshakable. Amen. It's uncorrupted. And as he says, it doesn't matter. I want you to see this. There's so much going on with her. He says that, and she says the favor, in the next verse it says, an angel of the Lord said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. I want you to know that, see, even though the enemy was trying to disrupt her, God was saying, I'm going to tell you this, you have favor. You have favor. I'm not looking for nothing in return. I just love you. And you're blessed because of that. That's enough. And it says, and he shall be great. And she says, and behold, he says, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. And it says, and he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him a throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom therefore shall have no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, come on, this is what we all do, this is what we do. This moment right here, we begin to be challenged. We begin to disrupt God. We begin to interrupt Him when He's trying to pour something out on us. He's trying to bless us. And we get in the way sometimes, and we interrupt God. And He says, and she says, thou shalt be, how shall this be? Say, how shall this be? Because I know not a man. I'm not married. See, this is what we got to see. I'm not married. How can I produce a child without a husband? Come on, that's a legit question. And it's an excuse to say, well, it can't be me. I can't do this. I'm not able to do this. And I want you to see that moment there, that, listen, it really wasn't the right time in her mind, in our mind. Sometimes, tell someone it's never the right time. See, God will always come at the most, that one time that God will pull from you and put you in a position where that you're not ready. You feel like, really? See, I believe that she was at that place, that she was at that place where she was uncomfortable in this moment. She's like, wow, how can this be that God was right there at that time? And I want you to hear this and know that, you know, babies change everything. Y'all know babies change everything. They take your time. They take your money. Am I right? They take your sleep. It's never convenient. And I'm going to tell you right now, and you're never ready. Well, I need to, my wife, I remember the time that we brought our baby home, and we, you know, when you're having that baby, you're ready. You're just ready to get it out. But then when you get out, she just wanted it back in. So
So I want you to hear this and know that she wasn't ready for this. And I wasn't. I had no clue. I'm like, I hope that you do good, because I don't have what's in you. I hope you're a good mom. She's in trouble. And I knew that she was a good mom, because I remember the first night that I woke up and I came in and the baby was on the couch and she was laid like this over her, like, Kelly.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing?
I'm watching the baby.
I said, well, this ain't going to work. You're going to have to sleep. But as much as she didn't think that she was a mother, or she could be, or how to be a mother, how to do this, there's something within her. And by her just stepping out, something in her began to grow. Something began to teach her. There was something within her. I want you to know that He prays your faith doesn't fail you. There's something within you that you can do what you don't think you can do. I want you to know it might not feel like it's ever convenient, but I want you to know that it's now faith that He's looking for. Right now. It doesn't seem like the opportune times. When you feel like you want to run, you feel like you want to give up, you feel like you can't do this. I want you to know those babies come when you don't expect either. When you're not ready. Amen. But she says that, I have no man. How can I do this? And I said that babies, they demand everything. They demand your attention, your time. I want you to hear this and know this, that your faith is like a baby, that it demands your time. It demands your attention. And if you neglect it, it dries up. It dries up. Don't try it, but if you just stop talking to God and just walk away, something happens within you. The Bible says your heart begins hardened. It begins to be hard. That what you could hear before, you begin to not hear anymore. And I want you to know that, just like Mary, that He's looking for to deposit who He is in your life. And as you receive Him in your life, your faith is growing like a baby within you. And as we trust God, it begins to get bigger. Because in those moments, this is what He says. I don't know how I can do this. I don't know if I have enough faith. I don't know. Listen, it's like a mustard seed. How many of you know that baby, when they're just like a mustard seed? Come on, amen. That seed is this big, but it begins to grow. Come on, amen. It begins to grow. The Spirit of God within us begins to grow within us and expanding. Hallelujah. And listen to this. And it says, and the angel of the Lord answered. He answered her and he said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and empower you. Say empower. She said, I can't find a man. You're not going to find a man that's going to... Listen, the power of God's going to come upon you. Sometimes we're waiting. Our hope is in man. That if I get this job, if somebody does this for me, if I find this favor with this person or this, God will use people to get your favor. But I want you to know my hope's not in man. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in Him. Amen? So He's saying to him, He says, listen, Mary. He says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and empower you. It'll empower you. God wants you to be empowered. Amen? I want you to know how your faith's going to grow. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. He says, it'll overshadow you. It will be bigger than you. Tell your neighbor, bigger than me. It'll overshadow. Guess what it'll overshadow? Everything around you. Hallelujah. It's like that big... You ever see the example of the kid that's standing there? I remember in Bear, Big Brother Bear, whatever. He was sitting. He was wow, trying to growl. He was a baby bear. And all of a sudden behind him was his brother standing there. 8 foot tall. And whatever was in front of him took off running. It wasn't because of him, but was what he was overshadowed by. Amen. It was what he was overshadowed by. And it says, and therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Holy thing. I want you to know there's a holy investment within you and me. An investment that we're to cherish. It's our faith and belief in Him. That's our hope. Amen. Listen, let me finish here. He says, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth She hath also conceived in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
I want you to hear this and know that, listen, she was praying for Mary, or Elizabeth. She was praying for her. And all of a sudden she hears a message that Mary received what she was praying for. At that moment, something happened. I want you to know that we need to continue to listen to God, because He wants to speak to us. He wants us to give our faith opportunity to grow. And right then and there, she could have said, well, I had no man and all that, but she kept listening. She didn't understand. I want you to know there's some things you might understand what's going on, but keep pressing on to God. Keep pressing on. Keep hoping. Keep knowing that God's who He is. He doesn't lie. And as you have an ear to hear, come on, amen, as you have an ear to hear that she heard what God did for Elizabeth, hallelujah, that she was barren, and now she's going to conceive and have a baby. And listen to this. And it says, and she was barren for with God. Say with God. It's with God. Nothing is impossible. And I believe something stirred within her. Something stirred within her. It's just that spark. Come on, amen. It's just that spark that happened. And it says, and Mary said, behold, my handmaid, be unto me according to your word. Such as I have, you've given to me. That's enough. I'll take your word. I don't know how. I can't see it happening, but I want you to realize that the faith was in her was bigger than what was on the outside. Come on, it was bigger than what she could see on the outside. I don't know how this can be, but her faith was bigger on the inside. And what did she do immediately? And Mary said, behold, a handmaid, says, according to thy word. And the angel departed. He says, I'm done. He says, she believes it's within her. And this is what she did. I want you to get this. And Mary arose in those days and went to a hill. Immediately she left. And where'd she go? She went to Judah. That speaks of praise. She did two things. I'm almost done. You okay? Two things happened. Do you know that I'm challenged sometimes? I'm challenged sometimes in a way that sometimes I pray that I hope that what I declare, that I don't look foolish. Even as I stand here, sometimes the enemy will try to whisper in my ear, what you're saying is not good enough. But I want you to hear this. I want you to be determined with faith, that you have perseverance, that you're stubborn. Come on, amen. When other people just say, you've got to give up, it's no good. Come on, you can't do this no more. Hallelujah. Just shut the doors. Come on, amen. Just do this. Come on, just give up. Don't believe no more. You're not able to do this or able to. I want you to hear this. I want you to be like this, that as soon as she took that faith, it says that she went. Hallelujah. You need to connect yourself with praise. She went to Judah. She went to a place of praise. You need to get it. You want your faith to expand? Do you know what I do? I begin to get alone with God. I begin to let God talk to me. I begin to whisper and begin to hear Him. I begin to get that in my spirit. Come on. Even when I don't feel like it. Come on, amen. Even in moments where that I just have every reason to be angry and to be mad, I begin to turn up that praise and worship. I begin to let God whisper me and begin to say nothing else matters. Whatever songs, whatever words that we declared even tonight, even when I don't see, and I begin to turn it back. Turn. I got to hear that one more time. Two more times. Three more times. All right, I got to go to work. And the other thing she did was that she immediately went to her cousin Elizabeth. Do you know why? Because she said she's a fellow believer, because she believed the word that was given to her. And she's going to conceive a child too. That you get around other people with faith that's stubborn. She's of old age. How can this be? With God, all things are possible. I need to put my hands together with some people that aren't ashamed, hallelujah, of what it looks like.
that aren't ashamed to praise in God in the midst of what you're going through. Come on, amen. To lift up your hands without doubt, without fear. When others might think you're foolish, hallelujah, you lift up your hands anyways. Come on. You begin to praise Him even though you might have doubt and fear that you don't know how this thing is going to work out. You don't know how it's going to happen. But you begin to connect yourself with people that have faith, that agree together. You get around those ones. And I want you to know what will happen. It says that she walked into the room and she says, "Hello, Elizabeth." And as she said, "Hello, Elizabeth," the baby that was in Elizabeth jumped within her. The Spirit of God leaped within her. I want you to know what will happen. You'll know you're connected with people of faith when something leaps within you. Come on in, somebody. Come on. Something leaps within you and says, "Yes, hallelujah. I don't know how. I don't know how." But something leaps within you. Something says, "Yeah, that's true." In that moment, come on, amen, you got to connect. You got to believe because God's doing something. Amen. Don't turn your ears. Don't turn your ear from it, but connect yourself with it. And believe together. And says something happened within her. And she says, it leaped within her and she was filled with the Holy Ghost. She was empowered by the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that that is confirmation. Philippians 4:8. I'm going to read this. Are you all right? Hey, Matt, you want to come up here? Matt and Mary. Philippians 4. I just want to read this to you. Are you okay? It says, finally, he says, "And the peace of God which passes." Say it passes. I wrote this in my Bible that I need to let the peace of God get in front of my understanding. See, what happens is we have no peace because we're trying to understand it in our own flesh. You can't understand it. That woman that's going through what she's going through, she would not be able to get through what she's getting through by trying to understand it. Some things are unexplainable. That what you might not never know the answers for, but such as I have, you're enough. What you give me is enough. And the Bible says this. It says, and he says, "Understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ." Finally, brethren, whatsoever. Tell someone whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
I want you to get this. Say whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever things. Say things.
Things.
There's a lot of creepy things out there. There's a lot of negative things out there. But he says, whatever isn't honest, throw it out. Mm-hmm. He says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. Next verse. Those things which are have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be upon you. Verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at the last of your care, he hath flourished again, wherewith it given us lack opportunity. Next verse. He says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever, say whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
No matter where I am, I'm content. I'm content. And now I both know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere. Come on, amen. When I have and when I don't. When I'm hungry and when I'm not hungry, it's enough. Hallelujah. The faith that's within me is enough for what I'm going through. Come on, tell someone it's enough. It's enough. Hallelujah. Who He is in my life is enough. Hallelujah. And I'm loved by Him. He doesn't forsake me. I declare that. I speak that in my life, that I'm loved by Him. He'll never forsake me. He's always with me. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave me dry. Sometimes it doesn't matter what it looks like. I need to trust in God. Whatsoever I go through. Whatsoever. Hallelujah. He said, be full, both abound and suffer need. Let's go ahead and sing that part. Would you stand with me? Thank you. open up our hearts. Hallelujah.
I'm asleep in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are.
You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
And I want you to declare this over every situation. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Come on, just declare unto God, you are
waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are, oh yes, Jesus, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper,
light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, you are Jesus, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Yeah, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Come on, I want you to reach out. Come on.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who you are. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Yes. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Even when I don't.
Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop.
Come on, I pray right now.
Never stop.
I pray for you, that faith to leap right now. Come on, hallelujah.
Even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working. Never stop, never stop.
Even when and even when I don't see that you're working.
You never stop,
you never stop working. You never stop,
you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't
see that
you're working. You never stop,
you never stop. Come on, I want you to declare tonight. Lift up your hands. Oh yeah, and even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working,
you never stop
working, you never stop. Oh, even when and even when I don't see that you're working,
even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop working.
You never stop, oh, you never stop working. And even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working,
you never stop
working.
Never stop working.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God, that is who you are.
Oh, waymaker. Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Come on, just the voices, shout it out. You are.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, just sing it with your voice.
You are waymaker. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, I just want you to hear it. I want you to hear it.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Say it again one more time.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 is who you are.
And that's enough for me. That's enough.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Come on, I believe this year. I believe God. I believe with all my heart that God's stretching you. I felt like this year, you can say to yourself, I don't know how I can take it anymore, but I want you to know. I want you to keep your hearts right. Hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah, relentlessly. I'm here every Friday, and I pray that your faith never fails. Hallelujah. I pray that your faith doesn't fail. I pray that you're expanded. I pray you begin to see miracles like you've never seen them before. Hallelujah. I believe that this year, hallelujah, we will see God do things that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We'll see what God, what we've never seen before. Because that's who He is. He's not a liar. Hallelujah. Miracle's going to see. Miracle. Newcastle's going to see revival in churches. Hallelujah. Not just this church. Hallelujah. Because if it happens in this church, we'll pray till it happens in your church. We won't stop praying. Hallelujah. We'll keep crying out to God to do what you do. Hallelujah. Move in this city. Hallelujah. Touch our leaders. Hallelujah. Touch our schools. Hallelujah. Invade every area. That's what faith can do. That's what happens when you believe. One girl, 14 years old, had faith to believe that God wanted to put His Spirit within her. And she would birth the Son, the Savior of the world. And by faith, she believed. And because of that, I stand here today rejoicing in His name because of her faith. Because she believed. Do you believe? Do you believe? I have an unashamed faith. Hallelujah. Not stop. Hallelujah. Stubborn believing. That's who you are. And I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. We'll declare with all of our heart that we are
blessed and highly favored.
In Jesus' name. I want you to go greet somebody. Listen, do me a favor. Bring somebody that needs hope next Saturday night to here. Give them the opportunity to be touched, loved by God. Feel the expression that's in this house. Amen. Encourage them. Amen. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.